Weekend Breakfast with Refilo and Pakanyane on 702.
So what we usually do in this part of the show is talk the future or try to look into the future and various matters that might affect us, whether it's in the tech space, whether it's in the finance and economic space. And I was really, my attention was grabbed by a rather simple headline this week in the Business Day. And it goes like this: South Africa needs expansion and remittances from our own people working abroad. And the theory of the premise of this opinion piece is that if more South Africans could venture abroad and get just 1% of expat jobs, it would mean 100,000 fewer unemployed people in SA every year. But then, of course, it goes on to lay out what the financial or economic implications of South Africans working abroad, sending back remittances, would actually mean for the country at large. Co-author of the article is John Fraser, business writer and business writer, and very, very excited to get you on the line and help us expand on your thoughts in this piece that you wrote alongside Mike Schussler. John Fraser, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. You'll be happy to know I was able to have a shower this morning. You have a bit of water up here in Shrine.
Well, aren't you lucky? I'm glad as a guest you're able to prepare and freshen up and get fresh before our conversation. So you're ready for this?
I am indeed.
Fantastic stuff. John, first of all, I'm curious to find out just the thinking around. Obviously, when a country is experiencing the kind of depressed and unfortunate conditions that we happen to find ourselves in, and that would be nearly 12 million adults out of work, not earning a living, relying on the state or families to survive, solutions are needed quickly, solutions are needed urgently, but creativity is going to be key, and being dynamic in answering these questions is going to be key for any country. How did you hit on the idea of remittances as a possible answer to our economic struggles and problems, and just lay out how they answer these questions, these big looming questions that we're dealing with in South Africa?
Yes, indeed. Most of the hard work was actually done by my friend Mike Schussler, who's one of our most able economists and does magic with numbers. Mm. And in fact, this idea came when we were having a lunch together. I think we were on about the fourth bottle. And we were just discussing how we can get the South African economy going again. And one way of doing that is not to just think of South Africa as a closed market. All South Africans have to work in South Africa. Mm. Why not look at the world as a job market? Because there are opportunities out there which there aren't here. And a lot of these jobs in richer countries are paid ridiculous amounts of money. You look at the shortage of truck drivers, for instance, in Britain and America and elsewhere. And the money they earn is equivalent to probably more than you and I earn a year.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we'll go into what that means from a sort of a visa regime and agreement perspective. But you are saying that if we explored the idea of a huge expansion in remittances from our own people working in other countries, what would that do in terms of boosting our economy? First of all, the sort of size and pool of remittances currently being sent to South Africa and what that could expand into. Quite often when we think remittances, we kind of, listen, this is now me bringing my own sort of biases to this, but it's easy to think of it as something that, you know, people are pushed into because of unfortunate circumstances. But of course, we don't have many options at this point.
Well, of course, there are people who don't have work yet have the opportunity of work elsewhere. So it is an opportunity. There are also people like myself. I was born in South Africa, educated in the UK, and my first job was in Hong Kong. Mm. I really don't believe that we should be too limited in looking at things. And, you know, we're not just talking about the headhunters who go after senior executives or accountants or the many South African dentists you'll find in Canada, for instance. We're talking about ordinary jobs, packers in supermarkets, truck drivers, people in the medical profession. Mm. There is people are crying out for this work. To answer your question, at the moment, the remittances we get back into South Africa from these guest workers in other countries are a fraction of 1% of gross domestic product. Mm. If we could do as well as some of our comparable countries, say in Asia, with a similar sort of economy, it would have the same effect as doubling the amount of employment in the mining industry. And if we could have another mining industry worth of jobs in this country, that would be really important. Mm. Because I'm sure you agree with me that the biggest challenge facing our country is unemployment. It's a ticking time bomb. And any solution should be looked at to try to tackle it.
Yeah. And of course, you make the comparison in your article that, you know, compared to our income groups average, you know, you mentioned how small it is in South Africa, but 0.3% of GDP. Those countries that are sort of kind of reflective of ours or like ours, 8% of GDP in remittances is what they're currently sitting at. And could you put that amount for us into figures? I guess I should have grabbed a calculator before I spoke to you. Into rands.
I had the usual excuse that Mike Schussler crunched the numbers. I have every faith in him, and it's a shame that he couldn't join us this morning.
Sure.
But certainly, I mean, 8% of GDP, as I just said, equivalent to the mining industry. Manufacturing is about 14% of GDP. So we're talking about two-thirds of the size of the manufacturing workforce. These are really impressive numbers. I'm not saying we could get there overnight or get there at all. But if we take a few steps in that direction, it could really help the economy, because families would get more income, individuals would get more experience that they could use when they come back here and maybe save a bit of cash as well. And of course, the economy would get the boost, balance of payments, all those good things.
Yeah. When you speak of these holiday workers, people going overseas to go and to earn some money, send some money back home as well, you also you go to great lengths in the article to clarify that we're not talking menial jobs. And even if we were talking menial jobs, I think COVID-19 and this pandemic has gone a long way to just delineating and clarifying how we view so-called menial jobs and understanding or shifting our understanding of what essential work actually looks like in modern times and contemporary times.
No, that's a good point. For me, a job is important in the sense that it can help you to support yourself and your family. And as we know in South Africa, your family can be a very extended family and a number of people dependent on one wage earner. But as I mentioned, truck drivers, packers in supermarkets, caregivers, construction workers, delivery drivers, teachers, nurses, waiters, cooks, farm workers, cattle herders. There's a whole array of jobs. And obviously, there are very menial jobs, which possibly South Africans would not wish to do. We think of the World Cup coming to Qatar and the horrors facing the construction workers in that country. It's a similar problem in Dubai, I believe.
Yeah.
You can get caught. This is not a risk-free enterprise. And
absolutely,
obviously anyone considering it has to look at the challenges of being away from your home country for a while and the exploitation. You know, we don't want the sex traffickers, the human traffickers to get involved in this sort of thing. But that doesn't mean that if it's done right, it can't make a massive difference to our unemployment and hence to the wealth of the country.
Yeah. You also, of course, highlight this, you know, the importance obviously of those higher flows of job seekers, people going overseas, how it would boost the economy, just in terms of the overall health and outlook for the economy, for the country at large. What are those other links or benefits that you are saying could be created, could potentially be created alongside, of course, making or rather rather learning new skills and bringing those possibly back home?
Well, the benefits is, one benefit is if somebody goes abroad, they will have a wider outlook. They'll have a different outlook. They'll learn more about the world from living in another country. Obviously, it's also important that they'll be able to get that money and get it back to South Africa. But also, don't forget that once they've got those extra skills, we're not talking about people emigrating for life. Mm. They can come back into South Africa. They can start businesses. And, of course, they'll meet people abroad. They can be ambassadors for our country. Travel could increase. Air links could increase. If this became a really, really large number of people going abroad and coming back and going abroad and coming back, the whole economy would expand and the outlook would expand. And certainly one would expect most of these people to be relatively young members of the workforce or the unemployed, that they have a lot to learn and they have a lot to gain from working abroad, getting experience, getting skills, and then bringing them back here to boost our economy.
Mm. You know, you've touched on something, I guess, a state that we once knew as South Africans, where, you know, you've referenced the UK, travel to the UK, working abroad in the UK was something that used to happen quite easily. And of course, through a series of blunders, passport and home affairs related matters and issues, you know, that was unfortunately shut down a few years ago. But of course, the sort of protectionist environment and mood that has gripped the globe has also, I guess, come back to bite everyone in the butt. So, as you said, the UK experiencing a shortage of drivers and all sorts of other workers. The kind of inter-government communication and talks that would need to happen in order to make guest working or, you know, the flow of, I guess we could call them seasonal workers or temporary workers, possible, right, as soon as possible as well. What does that look like? Is it something that could possibly happen, you know, soon as a matter of urgency, as opposed to a conversation down the road sometime?
Well, it's happening. It's happening with people from other countries. It's happening with some South Africans. There are barriers, obviously, and there is more work to be done. If our government woke up to the possibilities of this, to the economic wonders which could be created by more people going abroad, sending these remittances back into South Africa, then they might try a bit harder. They might work harder. But it's not impossible because we're talking about skills that are needed. We're talking about people who are needed for jobs in these countries. And currently, these jobs are being filled, as you said, by Australians, by Indians, by Pakistanis, by people from all sorts of countries around the world and the poorer countries around the world. Why shouldn't we get our fair share? Because we're not at the moment.
Yep. John Fraser, thank you so much for your time this morning. It really has been a delight. And thanks for that opinion piece that you put out alongside Mike Schussler. Just adding another very important perspective to the conversation. And of course, once again, creativity at this point and adeptness and flexibility is going to be so key in managing our economic outlook and, of course, turning this trend into a positive one. But lots of work and thinking needs to go into it.
A great pleasure.
All right. John Fraser is a business writer, co-author of the article we've been unpacking. It's titled SA Needs Expansion and Remittances from Our Own People Working Abroad.